You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4.
There have been many big moments in the development of television. Perhaps none more so than this in November 1936.
A mighty name, a mystic magic rain, is all around us in the blue. And in spite of found a place, living pictures out of space.
Adele Dixon there, singing The Magic Rays of Light at the dawn of television, the BBC's first regular television service. Well, since then, there has, of course, been the arrival of colour, of many more channels, of streaming on devices. But are we about to witness the next big revolution, the arrival of virtual reality? Well, as Sky announced this morning that it is shooting 12 films in virtual reality. It's created a specialised VR studio and will be launching an app this summer. Mahdi Yahya is CEO of OptoVR. They make virtual reality headsets. He's here in the studio, and so is Lorraine Hegarty, who used to be a controller of BBC One. She's now an independent advisor to Channel 4's Growth Fund. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
We've got to start with the what is it question, and Mahdi Yahya, why don't you give us the answer to that? As far as, because there's one thing people perhaps got their head around the idea of it in games.
Yeah.
What does it mean for television?
I think it's just the new platform for people to watch content on. There's a lot of debates of people saying it's going to replace certain things, it's going to affect certain things, but it's just a new platform.
Okay, like, but you could have device. But what does it mean? If you are watching, and we're talking about immersive virtual reality, at least that's the word they're using in the results. What does that mean for the what experience do you have?
Well, basically, you're just inside the content. So rather than just your viewer on a screen or something like that, you're actually inside the content. So you can either interact with the content, or basically you're just looking around you and you feel like you're inside these worlds that these content creators has created for you.
Now, we both smiled at that, Lorraine Hegarty, because it's a very exciting idea, isn't it?
It's wonderful, and I've seen VR content, and it is absolutely fascinating. I mean, you've got to wear this big headset, so it's quite insular. You're cut off from the whole of the rest of the world, and therefore you are completely in this world that works in a 360 way. And, you know, you can interact with it. I mean, I think the interesting thing with something like Pokemon Go, that's a different kind of immersive content. You don't have to wear the headset. It's interactive. It's getting you into a world. And maybe everybody's reacting now against the whole multitasking thing where, you know, we watch the TV, we're on social media, we're tweeting, we're talking to our friends on Facebook, we're doing about five different things. With VR, you can only do the one thing. It's, you know.
So you do see it as a major development, as a sort of the next leap forward in television?
I see it as a major development. I don't see it as a replacement for television. I see it, you know, as was just said, I see it as another way of consuming content. And I think the exciting thing for content producers at the moment is there are so many platforms. It's interesting that Sky are investing in it. They invested very heavily in 3D, which in the end didn't really take off, and we didn't want to sit in our front rooms wearing these glasses, because you kind of got the same experience of TV, but with VR you do get a different experience. And, you know, it, at the moment, penetration is very, very low. I think it's 300,000 or something.
Well, so it's growing. I mean, penetration is growing because more and more people are knowing about it now and more people are interested in it. And there's a lot of content creators out there now as well. And, I mean, I'm working with the National Theatre, for example. We set up an immersive digital storytelling studio in the National Theatre. And the whole aim of that studio is to look at how we can create dramatic content in virtual reality and other immersive mediums, for example.
So give us it. So on that, you would what? As you would be able to walk through the performers?
It's different. So you'll be able to be part of the what's happening around you. So we did an animation, for example, and it was an accompaniment for Wonderland, the musical that was there at the National last year. And basically, because it was based on Alice in Wonderland, so people could put the headset on, they can fall in the rabbit hole, they can go to Wonderland, and then the Cheshire Cat comes singing at you. So it's more of an immersive thing.
So it's an add-on experience that you can go into this world.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things. And then this year, we filmed a documentary, for example, in Calais, and people... we had like really interesting reactions because people were actually feeling and they were more immersed in the story that we were telling about this refugee's journey from Calais to England and places like this. So
you think the emotional reaction is stronger than...
Yes, because it's more immersive and people feel they're part of that story more than actually being cut off and watching it from a screen.
And you really feel like you're there, and it's a wonderfully creative medium, which is why it's really stimulating the imagination of the creative community. So, you know, there are all sorts of applications. You know, natural history, I've seen one of a dinosaur, and as you turn your head, you know, you see the whole length of the dinosaur's tail swishing, and you can look up into the trees and you see the trees, and, you know, I'm just trying to describe it a bit so that your listeners get a real idea of what it's like. And then recently there was a film, Notes on Blindness, where the additional VR experience helped to explain to the person experiencing the VR what it would be like to go blind and what it would be like to have to guide your way by sound. And as you moved your head, so you got the different sounds bouncing at you.
But a lot of people will be familiar with the cardboard goggles and the apps that you can download on your phone and you see a short. But from what you're saying, Madi Yaya, there is... The developments are quite far advanced. I mean, we're not talking about something that's years away. We're talking about immersive...
It's being developed very quickly. And, I mean, the past year, or this year, even the past 6 months, it's just boomed and everyone started talking about it. I remember last year, it was picking up and I was talking to people about it, but nobody cared that much. And then suddenly this year, everyone's like calling me up and saying, oh, we're virtual reality, and everyone is interested in it. And I feel like the pace is picking up much quicker. But there's one thing...
You're working with an airline company to have VR.
Well, yeah, we are trying to build a virtual reality system that would replace the in-flight entertainment system at the moment. And that's what I want to talk about, is that although there is content for VR, immersive content, but even the existing content that we have could be played in VR, and it will be a much better experience because, for example, on an airplane, you're confined to that little screen in front of you. With a VR headset, you have virtual screens within a virtual world where you can actually sit in a virtual cinema and watch a film on a big screen.
You change your environment. Lovely idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Madi Yaya, Lorraine Hegarty, thank you.
You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.